Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben.
The news overnight that the Catholic Church has withdrawn a development application of a proposed high-rise in Wagoolga. The 52-unit apartment complex was proposed for Hastings Street, and it was very controversial. It had the entire town in a bit of an uproar. One of the very first people to raise concerns is the owner of a house next door to it that was built in 1910. Therese Edwards, obviously there's some fears when you know, high-rises start popping up, that the little houses that were there long ago aren't really going to survive. But, Therese, this is obviously some fantastic news to be waking up to.
Yeah, it is. I'm still in shock, Therese, but, yeah, it's just wonderful news. It's wonderful news for Wagoolga.
For anyone who's missed it, can you get us up to speed with what exactly has been happening with this high-rise development?
Yeah, so here in Hastings Street, the Catholic Church was proposing a 52-unit development next door. It was coming in at 18.2 metres in height, and our master plan is 11 metres, so it was 7 metres over our master plan.
Right.
And, yeah, that's how it began. So I had my letter from the council to tell me about it. I was quite downhearted, and hired a town planner to write my submission, and so mine was the only submission that went in originally against the DA, but for some reason, we don't know why, a lot of people didn't even know it was happening. When I got support on Facebook, we started to really get together in Wagoolga and work together to protect our master plan, and it looks like we're having success. I'm very, very grateful to the church for withdrawing this particular DA, and I look forward to their new one, and hopefully it will comply with our master plan.
So this isn't, I guess the war isn't over, but it's certainly a battle win, because they're going to come back with a new set of plans, aren't they?
Yeah, that's fine, as long as it complies with our master plan and our vision for Wagoolga into the future.
Mm. Was there a bit of a worry that if this development went up, it would really put, I mean, obviously it'd be a bit of an eyesore for the area, but it would also put your house in jeopardy, because people would kind of start turning their eye to that and go, well, all right, let's whack up another, you know, 52 units. Where this one's stored.
Yeah, so I had issues around sunlight and privacy, and but you know, like I said in one of my very early posts, it can happen to anybody. If this can happen to me, it can happen to anybody. Mm. So I'm really proud of our town for getting together to protect all of us and our vision for the future.
Wonderful.
It's got a great little place here in Wagoolga, we don't want to back it up.
It is. It's beautiful, isn't it? And now, with because they will be going back and they'll be doing some new plans, do you think they've listened to your concerns, and do you think they're going to respect those, or do you think they're just going to try and sort of figure out another way around it all?
Well, I think that actions speak louder than words. And I think what the church did for us yesterday is a big step forward in reconciliation.
Okay.
So I can't speak for them, but by their actions yesterday, I think that they're hearing us, and that I hope that they'll work with us in the future.
Great. Yeah. And you'll be able to make some more noise on all the community pages if they do try anything else again, and we can back you again.
Thank you. Thank you very much. But we've still got Trafalgar and Queen and Market. So, we've still got our master plan up and running on change.org, and still collecting signatures. And, hopefully our master plan will be made into law soon, and we won't have to do any of this anymore.
Therese Edwards, who owns the property next door to the proposed 52-unit site, the application has been withdrawn as of last night. Fantastic win for the area. It's AB and Ben, Hit 105.5.
Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.